Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Thursday, June 24th, 2021. Oftentimes people ask me what books I read, and recently I've read two that are interesting as far as the kind of a business perspective. Born to Build by Jim Clifton. That book looks at a lot of Gallup research on entrepreneurs and personality traits that are consistent across entrepreneurs and kind of what roles they fit into. It's very well done. I recommend that if you're interested in becoming an entrepreneur. And also Flawless Consulting by Peter Block. That does a really good job of describing kind of the differences between internal and external consultants and how to approach different consulting jobs. Both of these books were recommended to me by Dr. Ian Norris, who is the author of Happiness Evolves blog at Psychology Today. It's an excellent blog. I suggest you check it out too. Some random research. At summertime, wasps are out, right? They're everywhere. You can't go anywhere near a barn or a house without wasps jumping out at you. Wasps are a very social creature. They're a social species, which is, of course, fascinating from a behavioral standpoint as a social psychology professor. Research has found that isolated wasps that have been taken away from the other wasps lose their facial recognition capabilities and have less pattern recognition areas that are developed in the visual areas of their brain. So they lose their ability to recognize other wasps, and they also lose their ability to recognize kind of other patterns in the world in general. So their brains deteriorate from not using that. So faces are apparently very important to wasps developing their visual acuity. A little bit of talk about the kind of the tax blues. Wealth tax forces you to work for the government, not for your family. There's no need to save for your kids or your grandkids' college. No need to work hard all your life and give your children a better life. Uncle Sam will take it from you for having the gall to have too much of it. Let's look at the tax life of a small business and follow the dollars a little bit. So the employer pays a corporate tax, payroll tax, and then income tax on anything that they keep. The employee pays income tax on what they earn. By the time the employee collects the paycheck, it has been taxed a minimum of three times. If the employee gives too much of it to someone else, there's a substantial gift tax that cuts it in half. If they give it back and it's still above the threshold, there's another gift tax. So far, the money hasn't been used and has been taxed five times after being reduced three times and then cut further cut in half twice without being used yet. If the person dies at this point, the death tax will take a cut too. If they choose to spend it and not save it, sales tax and property tax will get it. The localities want in on this deal too. What does the government do with it? Sometimes they do good things. Sometimes it goes to some ridiculous social justice program in a foreign country, or Barack Obama authorizes dumping a plane full of cash to a terrorist regime who hates us. Recently, Democrats have been pulling stunts to rig their self-indulgent tax distribution racket by trying to remove the filibuster, make DC a state, and trying to give hundreds of millions of our tax dollars to themselves for campaign subsidies. Democrats worship at the altar of big government. Why would anyone ever vote for someone to restrict their freedom, take their money, and give both to their enemies? Americans go to work for our families, not for the government, not for an enemy government who hates us, not for gender and diversity programs here or in other countries, and not to subsidize abortions. Sadly, many Americans have lost sight of that. In addition to all of this, we have a new bureaucratic COVID industry where everyone can become an expert overnight with restrictions that keep their power. I don't have the answers to this, but when I'm at church on Sunday praying for America, perhaps the solution for us is closer than I think it is. I often get asked what I read and what podcasts I listen to for politics. Well, I told you a little bit about the books. I also read some, websites and listen to a lot of podcasts. I never miss Verdict with Ted Cruz, O'Connor and Company with Larry O'Connor, his new show. You can catch lots of small segments in that with different interviews that he's done that may be of interest to you. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News, I usually catch the shorter versions of that. Living with Liberty podcast, I never miss Ryan's podcast. The Tommy C Show, I never miss his show either. Both Ryan and Tommy, Living with Liberty and the Tommy C Show, have websites where they also write articles that go along with that too. Gadsden's Preserving the Founding website, he has tremendous articles. He had a great one recently that you should check out, kind of on the minds of conservatives and how we're characterized. Also, Kelly Johnston's Against the Grain. Kelly Johnston is a person, he was the former Secretary of the United States Senate. I interviewed him for my website at one point. He's got a website, Against the Grain, I've talked about before. He writes very insightful political commentary and social commentary. He is retired, he's moved, and he's writing a lot. So I used to read all of his articles, and now he's he's extremely prolific, and I can't keep up with reading all of his articles, so I read the ones that are the most interesting to me, but that's a good problem to have. I mean, the world is better off for getting more of his knowledge disseminated to the rest of us. Purchase my book, Implicit Biases and the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. And listen to my podcasts exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.